266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The mayor's office in Houston says at least four people have died in severe storms that have caused widespread damage tonight. Flights have been grounded at Houston's two major airports. High winds and torrential downpours have knocked out power and caused flooding. Rain poured into the Astros-covered stadium, and this man was on the lower level of Wells Fargo Tower where a bunch of windows blew out.
We were going to the restroom. We were about to leave. And then all of a sudden, we're in the restroom and we hear everybody screaming and coming toward the restroom. And there's like dust blowing down from the ceiling tiles. And then all of a sudden, like everybody's coming into the restroom and stuff.
Houston public school classes are canceled for tomorrow. In former President Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, his ex-attorney Michael Cohen was on the stand for a third day. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In one effort Thursday to raise doubts and argue that Cohen sought revenge against Trump, defense attorney Todd Blanche played comments from Cohen's podcast.
You better believe I want this man to go down and rot inside for what he did to me and my family.
Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison amid the fallout of a federal investigation related to his payments to Daniels. Although he admitted to violating campaign finance laws, Cohen says he was wrongly charged with tax evasion.
More cross-examination is scheduled for Monday. Early estimates show that when a barge in Texas collided with the bridge connecting Galveston to Pelican Island yesterday, it spilled quite a bit of oil in surrounding waters. Martin Marine President Rick Freed.
We're approximately on the source of the spill, probably between 1,000 and 2,000 gallons total.
A U.S. Army sergeant convicted of murdering a Black Lives Matter protester gets a full pardon from the Texas governor.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott believing the Austin jury got it wrong when it convicted U.S. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry of murdering Black Lives Matter protester Garrett Foster in 2020. The jury didn't buy Perry's self-defense claim, sentencing him to 25 years. Governor Abbott did buy it, and after a unanimous recommendation from the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles, has now issued a full pardon. Garrett Foster's mother, Sheila Foster.
All of that weight was lifted in that verdict, and now it feels like the biggest hammer in the world has come down crashing on me.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Biden administration takes steps to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. White House drug czar Dr. Rahul Gupta.
This would be like Tylenol number 3. That's Tylenol with codeine. It would be something like testosterone. So it's those group of drugs as opposed to LSD and ecstasy. It's a major and historic change.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin Thursday. She spoke to black voters in Milwaukee about the administration's efforts to create economic opportunity.
You see the signs around Milwaukee and around our country brought to you by the Biden-Harris administration, and you see a crane and you see shovels in the ground.
Harris also talked about forgiving student loan and medical debt and improving access to housing. The Green Bay Packers will play at least 5 games on national primetime TV this football season. The NFL released its regular season schedule Wednesday night. The Packers will open the season with a game in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Friday, September 6th, and they'll host a game on Thanksgiving night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It kind of looked like Bambi's Bombers from 40 years ago. 5 home runs from 5 different Brewer players on the way to a 10-2 win over Pittsburgh at American Family Field in front of nearly 33,000 fans. 24-year-old lefty Robert Gasser becoming the first pitcher in Brewers franchise history to begin his MLB career 2-0.
I was able to use the whole arsenal today, so went to the cutter, went to the changeup, got some outs on them. So I was really happy to be able to use those and with everything else.
else.
The NFL schedules are out, and the Packers with five games in prime time. The bye week is in week 10. They finish the season on the road against the Vikings and at home against the Bears. Doug Gottlieb is the new head basketball coach at UW Green Bay and admits he's off to a late start recruiting new players.
Is it late? Sure, but being late is a lot worse if you're at Kentucky or Arkansas or even Wyoming. That's a lot harder late at that level than is this level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining showers or rumbles of thunder coming to an end? We'll see mostly cloudy skies in the overnight, some patchy fog forming, temperatures dropping to the middle 50s. We'll have light winds. Areas of fog will give way to mostly sunny skies. Friday's high in the mid-60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. We got a lot going on in the world right now in the Donald Trump trial. Todd Blanche, the former prosecutor, now defense attorney for the Orange criminal, is cross-examining Michael Cohen, basically trying to get him to say, yes, I'm a liar, over and over and over again. Some of the TV commentators are scratching their heads. Why is he doing this? And, you know, isn't it obvious? And I think that he might be trying to get Cohen to put a few things on the record that a defense witness might come in and say, yeah, Cohen was a liar, and he still is. But we'll see. I mean, who knows? It could be that Todd Blanche is simply singing for his supper. He's trying to beat up Michael Cohen because it makes Donald Trump smile, basically. And Todd Blanche knows if he's going to get paid, he's got to make Donald Trump smile. But who knows? Anyhow, there's that. Also, why are Republicans quicker to steal our votes than take our guns? I'll get to that in a moment. Why is cable news refusing to report on Donald Trump's attempted solicitation of $1 billion bribe from Big Oil? We'll get into that in a moment. And a crazy alert, Fox so-called News' Hannity is all upset that CNN might fact-check Trump during the debates, huh? In the second hour of our program, our single guest for the entire day, Phil Ittner, is going to drop by live. He's the veteran war correspondent who's based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and he's going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, is Trump planning to throw vaccines out of school? What would happen to America if it was illegal for schools to require vaccination? And Governor Kay Ivey down south is making it harder for an employer to embrace a union. I'll tell you about that and how it works in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Ron DeSantis makes climate change isn't real official law in overheated Florida. This is a wild story. And Bernie Sanders is warning that the high price of specifically two drugs could bankrupt our entire healthcare system. This is a wild story, too. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled, Why Are Republicans Quicker to Steal Our Votes Than to Take Our Guns? And, you know, here's the bottom line. If a state wants to take away your gun, they first have to go to court and prove that there's a clear and legally defensible justification for such an extreme action. You can appeal their move all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is the result of, Alito. It wasn't Alito. It was Scalia. Antonin Scalia's, he was the author of the decision, the Heller decision. On the other hand, if a Republican governor or secretary of state or local official wants to take away your voter registration or refuse to count your ballot, they don't even have to tell you that they've done it. In 1795, Thomas Paine, in his pamphlet, Dissertation on First Principles of Government, said, and I quote, "The right of voting for representatives is the primary right by which all other rights are protected. To take away this right is to reduce a man to slavery, for slavery consists in being subject to the will of another. and he that has not a vote in the election of representatives is in this case. End quote. I mean, this is one of the ugliest legacies of slavery and Jim Crow, is, you know, widespread voter suppression. And frankly, this is why Georgia and Texas, for example, according to Greg Palast, are actually blue states, but they're controlled by Republicans because they've been so effective at suppressing the votes. I mean, you know, it's really quite extraordinary. William Rehnquist, of course, who used to suppress the vote in Arizona, he wrote in Bush v. Gore, this 5-4 decision, the individual citizen has no federal constitutional right to vote for electors for the president of the United States. Now, that was 1990, that was 7 years after the National Voter Registration Act, the NRVA, also known as the Motor Voter Act, was passed through Congress. The National Voter Registration Act, now it's titled 42, Section 1973, it says the Congress finds that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right, that it is the duty of federal, state, and local governments to promote the exercise of that right, and that discriminatory and unfair registration laws and procedures can have a direct and damaging effect on voter participation in elections for federal office and disproportionately harm voter participation by various groups, including racial minorities, end quote. Now, when that passed, Republicans had taken, you had Bill Clinton as president, and the Republicans had taken both the House and the Senate. So they were able to pass a law saying voting is a right in the United States. Just like Scalia said, Scalia said, guns are a right, right? So if it's a right, when Brian Kemp wants to purge another million Georgia voters, he should have to go to court on every single one of them. But it doesn't work that way, because in 2018, this was the one and only time the National Voting Rights Act was referenced in a Supreme Court case. It was the Husted v. Randolph case. In which Justice Sam Alito wrote the majority opinion saying that, you know, if a state wants to continue purging people from big cities from voting, that's just fine. In other words, you know, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops, states, if you want to take away somebody's gun. But if you want to take away their voting right, go for it. Now, other democracies around the world think this is nuts. In Canada, every citizen's right to vote is protected by a 1982 law known as the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Ali Velshi was on this program last week, and he said, and I quote, "This was the heart of the book. This is literally what I was trying to explain to people. Voting does not have to be complicated. We figured it out in Canada. You are assumed to be registered to vote. There's none of this nonsense about it being illegal to help people to vote or help people register to vote or give them food when they vote." In Europe, every single country that joined the European Union had to agree to Article 22 of the EU Treaty and Articles 39 and 40 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights, which established voting not just as a right of citizenship, but also as a fundamental human right associated with your right of self-governance. Most countries in Europe register you to vote based on your birth records. In other words, when you turn 18, or in some cases, actually, like in Malta, it's 16 now. When you turn 18, they just automatically start sending you ballots. Voting is also an absolute right in Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, New Zealand, and Australia. No politician in any of these nations, which is, you know, the majority of the genuinely of all of the developed democracies in the world. None of them. No politician in any of these nations would ever even imagine saying, well, you know, we're going to make it really hard for people to vote. It just doesn't work that way. We are the only democracy, the only developed democracy on earth, with the exception of Hungary. Hungary, you know, since Viktor Orban took it over, he makes it hard to vote in Hungary. And in fact, the European Union is all upset about this. They're trying to sanction him. But with the exception of Hungary, which is trying to become Russia, of course, with the exception of Hungary, every other developed democracy in the world views voting as a right, not a privilege. But here in the United States, five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, in a series of cases, the most recent being Randolph v. Husted, but also the What was that case that blew up the Civil Rights Act, or the Voting Rights Act in 2013? Shelby County, the Shelby County decision. I mean, a series of decisions by the Supreme Court has repeatedly said, no, you don't have a right to vote. These were all decisions where all of the Republicans voted for these decisions and all of the Democratic appointees on the court voted against these decisions. These are partisan actions by a branch of government that is not supposed to be partisan. After they blew up the Voting Rights Act in 2013, for example, 14 Republican-controlled states within 1 year moved to restrict the right to vote. In North Carolina, for example, 158 polling places were permanently closed in the 40 counties with the most African-American voters just in time for the 2016 election, helping Donald Trump. It led to a 16% decline in African-American early voting. Nationwide, Hispanic voters wait 150 times longer to vote than do white people. Black voters can expect to wait 200% longer in line to vote. This is how Republicans win elections. And they know that they're doing it. I mean, they're quite proud of it, in fact. Remember back in 2012, I think it was, or 2016, yeah, I think it was 2012, was the year Romney ran for office. The GOP House Minority Leader in Pennsylvania, Mike Terzai, said voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania, done. In Georgia, Secretary of State Brian Kemp in 2018 purged 534,000 people off the voting rolls. 340,134 of them were mostly black people who were entirely legitimate voters. Greg Palast got the list. And then he won the election against Stacey Abrams by 55,000 votes. This is just breathtaking. Now, can you imagine if Democrats had been purging the votes of Republicans? If in rural areas, Democrats were challenging the right of rural people to vote, or you know, wealthy suburbs, the Republican bastions, the GOP would be raising hell every time. If the Democrats controlled the House and said every time they passed a law, the Republicans would be saying, they could only do that because they suppressed our right to vote. It's time for Democrats, I hate to say this, to behave like Republicans would, to raise some hell. Democrats have to begin to play hardball here. It is absolutely time for the Democratic Party to start speaking out about this and doing something about this, frankly. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Why is cable news refusing to report on Trump soliciting a bribe from the fossil fuel industry? And an amazing crazy alert. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only, slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Back. Welcome back. We're full on both sides, right? Okay, cable news refused to report Trump's bombshell quid pro quo effort. This is the headline over on Common Dreams by Olivia Roseanne May. Donald Trump spoke to a group of oil industry executives. It was a fundraiser. And he said, you give me $1 billion and I'll overturn all of Joe Biden's climate regulations. Now, that's in the legal parlance known as solicitation of a bribe. MSNBC covered it extensively. MSNBC, it was covered 18 minutes on Ali Velshi's show, a discussion on Alex Wagner's show, a discussion on Chris Hayes' show, Alex Witt Reports, Amon, Readout, and Weekend. All of those shows on MSNBC mentioned the fact that Donald Trump solicited a bribe from the fossil fuel industry. You know who didn't even mention it once? Fox News, CNN. ABC, CBS, NBC, World News Tonight, Good Morning America, This Week, CBS Mornings, Evening News, Face the Nation, NBC's Today Show, Nightly News, and Meet the Press. None of them mentioned it even once. I was interested to see, I believe it was this morning, Joe Scarborough just taking apart the New York Times with this New York Times Siena poll that shows that Biden's way behind. It's probably the thing that prompted Biden to say, okay, let's debate. But it It's such an outlier. It's basically most of the polls are showing that Biden is growing in strength and Trump is losing. So, don't panic just because the New York Times tells you to. Arthur Sulzberger, I think is how you say his name, the guy who owns the New York Times. He's very pissed off with Joe Biden right now because Donald Trump did a sit-down interview with him, an exclusive sit-down interview. He wants to do the same thing with President Biden. President Biden so far has refused. And so this is the New York Times basically trying to beat up Joe Biden, in my opinion, and the opinion of many other people, by the way. Meanwhile, to the debates, Joe Biden did say, okay, yeah, let's have a debate. Number one, cut his mic when he's not, it's not his turn to talk. Number two, no audience, so he can't, play to the audience. And number three, we don't want this whole presidential commission thing. Now, for I don't know if it was a century, but for a long, long time, the League of Women Voters used to run the debates. If you go back and watch the Nixon-Kennedy debates, I mean, there's just some great debates that the League of Women Voters did. And in 1988, he wasn't president at the time. He was vice president. George Herbert Walker Bush said, Bush against Dukakis at that time. And he said, I will not debate Michael Dukakis if the debate is moderated by the League of Women Voters. And the reason why, of course, was because the League of Women Voters was pretty scrupulous about asking follow-up questions and trying to pin people down. And Bush knew that in circumstances like that, he would be destroyed because he basically had no record to run on. And Reagan's record was starting to get really, really toxic in the minds of lots of people. So he said, I will only debate in a debate forum that is sponsored by the two political parties who, have an interest in making their guys look good, but not so much of an interest in making the other guy, holding the other guy accountable to tell the truth. And so they created this so-called presidential commission. It was just a BS, public relations thing by the two political parties. So now Biden comes along and says, I don't want that. I want a real debate. So we'll see how this plays out. But Sean Hannity is all flipped out about this. He says, moderators shouldn't be allowed to fact check. He says, the crybaby excuses have started even faster than you. Oh, he didn't say that. Ron Filipowski says that crybaby excuses have started even faster than you. This crybaby, of course, Sean Hannity. He said, I would add that moderators' mics, they need to be muted also after a question. Why? Because it's obvious the liberal media, they, muting the moderators, not Trump, the moderators. He says, the liberal media, they'd love to be 2-on-1 versus Donald Trump. No, that can't happen. Nor should networks be allowed to put anything on the screen but the names of the candidate. In other words, you can't say on the screen, oh, that was a lie Trump just told. And the moderators can't jump in and say, but that's not true, Mr. Trump. This guy, Trump, yesterday on TV, he said he won Minnesota in 2020. He lost by 7 points. This guy lies the way most of us breathe.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
How do you debate a guy who's not just a pathological liar? He's a professional liar. It's how he's made his living.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out 34 minutes past the hour, Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you know, Tom, I had a call because I don't know about you. Are you getting sick of these guys going behind Trump with the red ties and just breaking the gag order? I mean, you bring out Donaldson. Oh, before I forget, Tom, you were talking about outlaw polls. I don't know if you've seen Scarborough Tuesday. He's flying to Las Vegas, putting a bundle on it. Trump's up 11 in one poll and 12 in another in Nevada.
So, yeah. If you're looking at the Siena poll, yeah. I believe it was the Siena poll, Trump was 14 points ahead in Wisconsin with young people and 16 points behind in Michigan, if I'm remembering correctly. I mean, these polls are just nonsense, Russ. They're just nonsense.
Well, I know, but I'm just laughing. But, you know, I'm getting sick of these guys wearing the red ties. And let's be honest, this guy died.
And they didn't do that today. Today, a whole bunch of Republicans showed up, and they're not all wearing red ties. They got the message that it looks absurd.
did you see the other thing today? Maybe I missed it. Romney wants us to pardon Trump.
I know. Today? He wants Biden, too.
And the other thing is, now you got Hogan. They're betting a ton that this Hogan can win Maryland, and now he's coming out, like I told you 2 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
A Republican's like a tattoo. Now he wants, who is it, Graham, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Scott, all running the heads of the department when they take the Senate.
Right.
And he's come out and said, if I had a House and Senate, I'd do an abortion. Let's be honest, Tom. I don't know much about Maryland, how blue it is, but you're going to have the vice president rolling in, Obama. You got a governor that's just as popular as he, I heard. He's got a 70%. I don't see why they're banking that Hogan's going to win Maryland. You know more about Maryland.
When Hogan was governor, he was a relatively moderate Republican, or at least pretended to be one, you know.
Yeah, he's a phony.
Yeah, well, of course, just like Glenn Youngkin in Virginia next door. Yeah, he's got a good chance, and he's running against a black woman who is relatively unknown. She's, you know, I guess she has a some history in Maryland, but she's nowhere near. I mean, she wasn't the former governor. So it's going to be a hell of a race, and the billionaires are pouring money into it. There's 50 billionaire families now who are giving money to the GOP. 50 billionaire families. I can only think of two billionaires who even support Democrats, much less, you know, give them any money.
Warren Buffett's one.
Well, okay, that makes three. I was thinking of Tom Steyer and George Soros.
Oh, yeah, did you hear in Illinois, Tom? I didn't know this guy was one of the richest guys in the world.
Who's that?
Griffin.
Ken Griffin,
he's from Illinois.
He lives in Florida now. When he lived in Illinois, he funded the campaign to get his own taxes cut. And then after he was successful and got a push through the Illinois legislature, he moved to Florida anyway.
Yeah, but he just put $125 million into the science and a museum of science and industry to rename that building after him.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, well, 125. You know. But he doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah. What can you do? What can you say?
I heard that that race in Maryland could be close, but, you know, I don't know how blue Maryland is, but when you start talking like you are about abortion, maybe she'll only win by 5 points, but
I expect that we're gonna have a very good election year. But you know, I on the other hand, I'm not taking anything for granted. Russ, thanks for the call. Jay in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
Regarding the debate issue with Biden and Trump, I think that Biden has to debate him. He'll take too much of a rhetorical beating if he doesn't. But I would add some things that I would require Trump to do. I would require Trump to publicly renounce American political violence, American on American violence. I would require him to respect the results of the elections by the 50 states, whatever they certify. And I would also I would require him to state that he is going to abide by the 22nd Amendment should he win and serve out his second term and leave office. This is like bare minimum.
Yeah, anybody he's not going to do any of those things.
Who is trying to be the president of the United States should have no. Then that's his choice.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I get that.
Bare minimum.
You know? He's not going to do any of those things. But what all those things do is they present Biden with opportunities to humiliate Trump on the debate stage.
Correct.
So
correct. Yeah, I agree. Make him like Biden. In my opinion, Biden needs to take more and more control of the narrative.
Yeah.
And just take control and make Trump play his game. Period.
I'm with you. Jay, thank you. Well said. Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Tom, how you doing? About 6 months ago, we talked about, and I gave the reasons that Biden should never stand on the same stage with Donald Trump for a debate. Mm. And again, I'll point it out. The guy faces 91 federal criminal indictments. The guy surged an insurrection on January 6th. Three police officers were killed during that Capitol insurrection. Biden even went on the Capitol to commend the local Washington police force, which was he should have done, and he's dishonoring what he did at the Capitol by involving himself in a debate with one Donald Trump. It's an insult to the office he holds, the office of the presidency, and it's a slap in the face to the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to get on the Capitol switchboard, call as many congressmen and senators, Democrats as I can, to tell Trump to pull out of this debate. It's the worst mortal decision since
it's too late now, Mark. I agree with you that he is legitimizing Trump in ways that Trump has not earned, and that probably it's going to turn out to be a bad idea. But, you know, they are sufficiently freaked out by all the New York Times hand-wringing that I think they have to do this. But I share your opinion, but it ain't going to change now. It's cast in stone unless Trump won't go along with the mic being cut or something like that. I mean, there may be some red lines here that the Democrats will hold. Mark, thank you for the call. Matt in Chicago. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today? Midwest Day today.
Yeah, apparently. A couple of things. I mean, one, there are plenty of wealthy liberals who should be screaming at the from the rooftops about this voter suppression. The fact that blacks and Hispanic people are standing in line for four or five times the amount because states aren't providing enough voting booths in certain areas is absolutely absurd. And so I do disagree with that other caller with not giving Trump a debate stage. The reality is Republicans don't see anything but positive stuff about Trump because they're watching Fox News. So if you don't at least get on the stage and allow them to see how Biden can dismantle him, then they're not even going to see it. All they're going to hear is nothing but positive stuff about Trump and negative stuff about Biden.
Yeah, no, I agree. And which is the other side of the argument. On the one hand, you're legitimizing Trump. On the other hand, Biden desperately needs to reach out to America. And this is not, by the way, this is not an indictment of Biden. This is an indictment of the mainstream media. Trump solicited a bribe last week, and not one single media outlet in the United States, major media outlet except MSNBC, even reported on it. I mean, that's how bad our media landscape has gotten, or how pro-Trump or how pro-Republican our media landscape has become since the, I remember back in the 80s, the early days when what's-his-name was saying, the liberal bias and liberal media and all this, quack, quack, quack. And, it was the big meme among Republicans to talk about liberal media. And, we don't have any liberal media anymore outside of this program. I
mean, and unfortunately, we don't have any investigative journalism, because with what Greg Palast has brought to light, you would think that there would be news sources that would want to run with this.
Because
Americans care about equality. And if we feel that our voting system is not fair, then that will get more people involved and get them out voting and change the system. But right now, I feel like the system is what it is, and we're at the mercy of voter suppression of red states, and that's going to dictate whether or not Biden wins.
Yeah.
unfortunately.
I'm with you. Matt, thank you very much. Eric in New Brussels, Texas. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call again. I spoke to you earlier this week. I was just listening to your show. You were talking about how the Democrats need to kind of go on a little bit of an offensive because of the way how the Republicans have been doing these states and deleting voting rolls and all that stuff. And I just wanted to call and talk about that. Mm-hmm. I just think that the Democrats need to really hunker in and seriously need to go on some type of an offensive, because if we don't, like this, the debate that's coming up on the 27th of June, I'm nervous about it because of just, I don't think just the caller you had two callers ago, I don't know if we should, us Democrats should even give Trump the ability to even be on the same stage if he doesn't acknowledge that the election was not a problem in 2020, you know, what you had earlier. Yeah, and just he just needs to acknowledge that there are some things in his country that has happened, and he keeps denying, and he needs to acknowledge that before we go further.
Yeah, ain't going to happen, though.
I'm just a little nervous.
You know it.
It's not, but the Democrats really need to start. We need to start start turning into a little bit of a jerk a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But not in a jerk disrespectfully, but just something.
We need to raise hell about voter suppression. I'll tell you, as a starting point, we need to also be pointing out that Trump is a pathological liar, although I think that that's probably common knowledge. But, you know, the earlier caller who said these people who live in the Fox bubble have no clue, he's right. Eric, I got to run, but thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to us down there in Texas. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will help keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Martin in Baltimore. Hey, Martin, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
As a Baltimorean, as a Marylander, what do you think of the race, the Senate race here now with your former governor?
Well, I'm feeling good about it.
Good.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. Anytime we can get another seat in the Senate, great, great. I'm loving it.
Well, Ben Cardin is your current senator, and he's not running. Now you've got Larry Hogan having an opportunity to take this seat. And I don't know very much about the woman who's running against him. In fact, I can't remember her name. It's something.
Also Brooke.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And so she's a newcomer on the scene as far as I know. But anytime we have a chance to flip a seat in the Senate, or even in Congress.
Well, in this case, we'd be holding it, but yeah, I get it. Okay, so what's up, Martin?
Hey. Okay, I'm thinking that, let's see,
presidential debates?
Thank you. Thank you very much for jogging the old noggin.
it's all good. Happens to me, too.
Thank you. Regarding the debates, I don't understand why part of the deal is to not have fact checkers there at the forum or in
the
room.
We don't know that there won't be. We just know that Sean Hannity is terrified that there will be.
Okay, we'll see. There you go. That's where I'm coming from. That's where I'm coming from, right? Because this guy can just get up there and just spew lies. And whenever he opens his mouth, you know, okay, you can take with a grain of salt what's the truth and what is not. And so he's just spewing this stuff and disinformation and all of this stuff. And his view, his supporters, they're hearing all this. And it's all lies. And I'm just thinking it might not. It would be great if someone could be like right there to say, hey, guy, hey, Mr. Trump. That's not the truth.
Yeah.
But the truth is, so forth and so on.
I agree.
And
maybe
and
at the very least, put it up on the Chiron, you know, on the words on the screen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Tom, that's all I have, but I do want to thank you for you're a brilliant man, your history, your knowledge of everything that's going on.
Thank you, Martin.
And your courage for standing up and doing what you do.
Thank you. That's very, very thoughtful of you. Thank you for your kind words. Shelley in Long Beach, California. Hey, Shelley, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was thinking we don't really need to go that far back reflect on the state of the union now, for it as what's it called, debates are concerned, because we had Trump and Hillary kind of gave us a glimpse on what to expect, and with Trump and Biden, we don't really need a debate on that, because the president now,
I agree, Shelley. I think that, you know, the benefit is that President Biden now knows what to expect because of what happened to Hillary, Secretary Clinton. Thank you. Denny in Wenatchee, Washington. Hey, Denny, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. I've been thinking, and I'm really worried about the election coming up.
Yeah, me too.
With the Republicans stealing the issues. And I think the Democratic Senate, Congress, and administration has to make a coordinated three-prong attack. Number one, on inflation, price control. Price controls on gasoline is a little over $2 a gallon. And tell the public, if they're going to gouge us, we're going to gouge them. Don't be holding back. And secondly, immigration. They're going to lose if they don't do something. And my solution to it is have your asylum courts in the countries of origin, in the embassies and consulates. Mm-hmm. I did hearings for most of my life. You don't have to be there. Most of them now, for the last 20 years, have been done online.
Yeah.
Do that. Then no more. You can't come to the border and claim asylum. It won't work.
That's a good
number
idea.
Number three, what they need to do is with Israel, they have to get the courage to come out and say, we're not going to support them militarily anymore.
Right.
Humanitarian-wise, fine. And if they don't, Tom, it's like you said yesterday, you wrestle with the pig, you're going to get dirty.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with us.
And the pig
and
enjoys it.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Denny. Good points all. On the other side of this break, Phil Itner is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine. We'll get an update on how things are going there. Is it good news or bad news? We're getting a whole lot of both out of that country. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800.
The Shaw. WAUK. Crude and Dom.
Crude and Rich are doing it live this Friday, a special Barron Trump graduation edition. Call in with your grievances, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.